Now, we'll talk about the fact that that sin cannot be forgiven and why. Another commentator, his name is Jill, has a very good comment. And he says, there is a sin unto death, which is not only deserving of death, as every other sin is, but which certainly and inevitably issues in death all that commit it, without exception. And that is a sin against the Holy Spirit. Now, he says Holy Ghost, but I understand it should really be Holy Spirit, which is neither forgiven in this world, nor in that to come, and therefore must be unto death. It is a sinning willfully, after a man has received the knowledge of the truth. It is a willful denial of the truth of the gospel. Notice, and this joined with malice and obstinacy, so that there is no more or other sacrifice for such a sin. There is nothing but a fearful looking for of wrath and fury to fall on such oppressors of the way of life, or the opposers, rather, of the way of life. And as the presumptuous sinners under Moses' law died without mercy, so must these despiteful ones under the gospel. Notice what he points out correctly so. He's talking about malice. And as we will see, the unpardonable sin requires that. Absolutely requires malice and hate. And we go into that.